Time now for the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. Stay tuned to find out how you can become totally debt-free and retire with dignity and peace of mind. You can call Steve with your questions about debt or retirement right now at 1-800-732-6458 or call the station at 770-748-1340. Now, here's Steve Barfield.
Hello, my listening friends. Hope you're all out there having a good afternoon. And as always, if you're on the road, make sure you keep your focus where it's supposed to be. If you miss anything on the show today, you can go to the Financial Framework Show website and listen to the recorded broadcast. Your safety is the most important thing. We had some great questions last week, and I am looking forward to talking to you and discussing different issues about debt, retirement, or money and how it relates to your lives. The call-in number is, once again, 1-800-732-6458. Again, the number is 1-800-732-6458. Or you can call the WGAA radio station at 770-748-1340. That's 770-748-1340. And remember, there is no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question is the one that you don't ask. And you see, my goal for everyone who listens to the Financial Framework Show each week is for you to get out of debt and retire with dignity. I want to welcome any new listeners that have tuned in today and thank the ones who find the time to listen to me each week. I realize that you listen to the Financial Framework Show each week to learn about money and retirement. But today, I'm going to talk to you about money in a different way. I'm going to talk to you about our government's budget proposal that was announced on Monday, a $3.8 trillion budget. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I don't care if you are a liberal or a conservative. And I don't want to turn the Financial Framework Show into a political deal, but this has to take the cake. Each week we talk about the importance of you being debt-free. Well, if this comes to pass, the only way that you will even have a chance to survive in the future is for you to be debt-free. I have been upset about this all week, and for the life of me, I cannot believe that these politicians are out of touch this much and just this so ignorant. And before we begin taking calls today, we're going to dissect this man-made disaster, and I want to attempt to show you what it will do to you and your family and to our country if this happens. Now, we have discussed how incomprehensible the word trillion really is. It has 12 zeros, and I know that don't mean very much to a lot of people, so let's try to put it into perspective. A few weeks ago, we talked about how time could be measured using a trillion. 1 million seconds is 12 years. 1 billion seconds, 31 years. 1 trillion seconds is 31,688 years. Now, let's look at a trillion another way. How thick is a dollar bill laying flat? It's paper thin, right? Now, I'm not talking about end on end or side to side. I'm talking about laying flat. If you could stack 1 million $1 bills straight up in the air, it would be 4,300 inches or 358 feet high, about the height of a 30 to a 35-story building. So the next time you go downtown, count the floors in the buildings, and when you find one with 30 to 35 floors, stand there and just imagine how amazing this is. Let's fast forward to a stack of $100 billion. Now, using $1 bills, if they were stacked up, they would be 6,786.6 miles, or about 28 times higher than the orbiting International Space Station. Not to the space station, but 28 times higher. And now for $1 trillion. If you could stack $1 trillion using $1 bills straight up in the air, it would reach 67,866 miles, or more than one-fourth away from the Earth to the Moon. And if you were to stack $3.8 trillion up using $1 bills straight up in the air, it would reach 257,891 miles, or 19,034 miles past the Moon. So tonight, go outside, look up the Moon, and just imagine that our money stacked up would be 19,034 miles past that glowing star. This is incredible. This is sad. And you've heard me say before, to spend or pay back $1 trillion, it would take $1 million a day, 365 days a year, for 2,741 years, which is 741 years before Christ. Now, let's talk about the $3.8 trillion budget that Washington is proposing. Once again, this scares me to death. Our country is already almost bankrupt, and it seems that we're on a self-destruct mission to end the American way of life. It's like we're already standing on the edge of the cliff, and adding more debt will not just push us over the edge, but it'll blow us off the edge. If they continue, we will eventually have to learn a new language and be like the rest of the world. And if it was just Teresa and myself, just like many of you listening today, we can tough our way through almost anything. But our children and grandchildren, it saddens me to even think that there may be a possibility that they will not have the same way of life that we have had, that they will not have the chance to be all that they can be and live the American dream. I am scared, and this new budget proposal makes me mad. And you might ask me, what good does it do for you to get mad? Well, the answer is, the madder I get, the more I'm determined to free our people from the bondage of debt. This is the only thing that we can do to get out from under the control of whoever's trying to control us. You see, I believe in America. I believe in our greatness. But sometimes mistakes can be made that are irreversible. And I feel like Washington is about to make some. Like you will often hear me say, even the smallest mistakes that you make today will be magnified many times over in the future. Well, this isn't a small mistake. It is one of the biggest this country could ever make, and the ramifications from this will be catastrophic for us and completely destroy our wonderful country. $3.8 trillion. Wow, this is pathetic. Now, let me throw out an idea that might work. First of all, let's look at the condition that our economy is currently in. Unemployment is above 10%, and the real numbers are 17 to 18%. Bankruptcies and foreclosures are at record highs and growing. The banks have taken hundreds of billions of dollars from the government for what they claimed as survival. Fannie and Freddie is in ruins and has taken hundreds of billions of taxpayer money to stay afloat. The government is now the owner of banks, insurance companies, and even General Motors. We owe communist China some $800 billion. I mean, this is just government mess. The consumers, then, on the other hand, are maxed out on credit cards. The credit card companies are raising interest rates, minimum payment percentages, and they're shrinking credit lines, which put many people in a position where they're being hit with bogus over-limit charges and late fees. The home prices are down. We have borrowed all the equity out of our houses. Mortgage companies and banks won't lend. In fact, the banks are now borrowing money from the feds at 0% and turning around and buying government bonds at 3%. So why would they want to lend money to us when they have a guaranteed 3% from the government? Now, how does the government spending another $3.8 trillion, how is that going to help regular people like you and me? And the answer is, it is not. In fact, they're planning on raising taxes, which will make it even harder for regular people to keep their heads above water. So let me recap what I just said. Unemployment is 10-plus percent, I say in 17-18 range. Record high bankruptcies and foreclosures. Credit cards are maxed out. Banks are lowering credit lines and charging bogus fees. They're raising interest rates and minimum payment schedules. Our home values are down some 20 to 40%. And then before the bottom fell out of the mortgage industry, we had borrowed all the equity out of our mortgages, which has now left most of us upside down on our mortgages. So I think you would agree that we are in pretty bad shape. Now, would you like to hear a far-fetched idea? If the government is bound and determined to spend trillions of dollars, with no real idea if it will make much of a difference, but they are willing to gamble our kids' and grandkids' futures away, then think about this. The current plans are to spend, spend, and spend. When you spend, the money is usually gone with nothing to show for it. So what if the American consumer, as of November 2009, owed $874 billion on credit cards and $1.5 trillion on installment loans? Car payments, those type things, which totaled up to be approximately $2.5 trillion. Think about it. $2.5 trillion is a lot less than $3.8 trillion that they're going to just spend. So what if the government were to take everyone who owed this money, people who works and pay taxes and carries the freight in this country, what if they loan the money to us at maybe 3%, and then the money had to go to pay off the credit cards and installment loans? Each family's monthly payments would drop hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars per month due to the smaller interest rate. The banks and credit card companies would not need to borrow from the taxpayers because all their liabilities would be paid off and they would be completely solvent. With a smaller monthly payment going out each month due to paying 3% on the borrowed money instead of 30 or more, we could keep our mortgages paid, which would then stop the record amount of foreclosures and would then fix the mortgage company's financial problems. It would free up money to purchase items such as cars and electronics within reason, which would spur the economy like it has never been spurred before. The government would not simply be spending our money. They would be earning 3% on it. And this is the biggest benefit of all. What would it do for the attitudes of the American people? It would give all working, tax-paying people who wound up in debt a second chance, a chance for a do-over, a light at the end of their financial tunnels. Does this make sense? Do you see how this would turn the economy around in about a day and explode the power of the American people and create momentum like we have never seen or ever heard of before? Then, to make sure this never happens to us again, there should be real rules and laws put on banks, mortgage and credit card companies that would prevent them from robbing and stealing money from us. And then we, the people, we would need to take responsibility for our actions. We would need to be educated on how money works and learn how to save our money to buy things that we need and not buy things that we don't and pay cash for what we do buy. Our economy is based on spending money. The problem is, and it has been for decades, that we've been spending borrowed money. Slick marketing and our human weaknesses like discipline and our need for instant gratification has all but destroyed our futures. I predicted more than a decade ago that the bucket would soon be dry and that we were headed for a brick wall. And I still firmly believe that we have still not seen the bottom of what's going to happen to us. And if our government continues to spend money like they're spending money, we are doomed. And you know as well as I do that my little idea about the government loaning money to the taxpayers and working people at 3% instead of spending it and getting nothing back in return is not going to happen. They're not going to give up that control. That's what this is about, control. So this brings me back to the importance of you taking care of yourself, being responsible, of you becoming debt-free as soon as you absolutely can. This is the only way that we will remain free from whatever's going to happen to our country. And I know this sounds like something harsh or even like a conspiracy theory, but I have been studying debt for more than 15 years, and I have enough common sense to know that we're in real bad trouble. We can ignore it, or we can tackle it head on. Today I was listening to a talk radio show, and the host was making a comment about the American people are more concerned with American Idol or the Super Bowl than they are their financial futures or the future of our country as a whole. I hate to say this, but I agree with his take on things. We have had it so good for so long that I'm afraid that many of us have grown weak and lackadaisical and really out of touch with reality. Well, I'm not going to take this laying down. And even though you don't know me, I love and care about everyone. The ones that are listening today, the ones that are not, I just love people. I love our country, and I don't want it to go away. I want each of you listening today to really think about what I've said and do some soul searching. Pray and ask God for guidance and strength. And let's take a stand and make sure that our families are making progress for freedom and let's prepare for the future. And if I am wrong about my predictions, then nothing is lost. You're further along financially and prepared for whatever happens. But if I'm right about my predictions, the ones of you who are not prepared are going to be owned or in bondage to somebody else. So let's get out of debt. Let's take our country back. Let's keep what we have. And I hope you listen to me and that you will do whatever it takes to make this happen. I told you it's going to be a little bit different today, and I hope you're okay with this. And I guess we need to take a break and then come back and take some phone calls and emails that have come in. Once again, the call-in number is 1-800-732-6458. Again, the call-in number is 800-732-6458.
Very interesting, I guess I wouldn't call it monologue, but opening to our show today. It's just crazy the magnitude of numbers we're talking about there. I believe we have a call coming in, Steve, so if we want to go ahead and take that.
That'll be fun.
Let's go to our phone lines, and good afternoon. You're on the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield.
Hi, this is Marie, Steve.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, I got a question about refinancing.
Yes, ma'am.
If we have a rent house and the interest is like 8%.
Yes, ma'am.
And The payments are like $1,255 a month. And, of course, with the economy, my renters are beginning to have problems paying that. And that's all I'm asking is just getting the rent part out of it. Is it a good time since I don't know what the rate is, but, are there places that I can go to get it refinanced without having all those charges?
Well, what I would do, Marie, is I would probably contact the lender. Is it a major lender?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, I would contact the major lender that you've got and talk to them about that and let them know that, you know, the renters are starting to have trouble and, just ask for help. I know that the way things are now, being that the economy has been down so long and people are so afraid and everything, the mortgage companies and the credit card companies are actually working better with people than ever before. And, I don't know if it would do any good or not, but I would call, and I would probably take the same approach that I would do if I were calling on a credit card. I would probably call, and if I didn't get any help, I would probably hang up and then call back again.
Oh, okay.
And then just continue to, proceed, especially since it's a large lender. That way, eventually, you might even ask for a supervisor.
Well, see, we've got really good credit, and we've never missed a payment. And, I would hate to,
mess you up, right?
Yeah. I guess I could approach the lender and tell them that I could probably go somewhere else for a refinance, or is it... Now, if they offer to refinance it, is that the way, or just ask them to lower the interest rate?
Well, I would try to lower the interest rate first because that way you wouldn't be starting all over again because the mortgage industry, they would like you to start over every time because the mortgage is front-end loaded.
Right.
Remember, the only time you pay the 6% or 8% or whatever is the very last month you pay on the mortgage. So
yeah.
I would definitely try to get them to just lower the interest rate, which would then give you some monthly freedom. And then, whether you pass that along to the renters or not, that would be up to you.
Yeah. Okay. And can I have one more question?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it good to have, my husband's 57 or 58?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm 53. Now, is it good to have rental property if you owe money on it when you get into your retirement? I know that, I know that we're out of debt as far as our house is paid for, but we have debt with the rental property.
Well, what I would want to see you do is to try to pay those rental properties off as soon as possible. I think that retirement and debt is like oil and water. They don't mix.
Uh-huh.
And, you need to get that off of your back. Not sell the property unless you have to, but, get them paid off. And that way, if you have a renter that is slow or whatever, then you're not going to have to come out of your retirement income. It's the house is paid for. All you have to worry about is your taxes and insurance on the property.
Okay. All right.
But I would just accelerate it. Now, you can go to our website.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some calculators on there, the financialframeworkseminar.com, and in the top right-hand corner, you'll see where it says login, and there's a lot of free calculators there that you can go in and use. And I'm not sure if there's an acceleration calculator or not, and if there's not, if you'll just send an email to the office, and if you'd like to run some scenarios on if you were to send $300 in a month on those properties, what it would do to the mortgage?
$300 extra.
Well, I just threw that number out of the air.
Yeah, even if it's only $100.
Right. If you want to run several scenarios, just send it to our office, and we'll run some things for you. Just try to give you an idea because you want to get those paid off as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, I've been on the website, and it's really informative. I just haven't.
Look in the login. It's in the top right-hand corner, and you'll see the calculators. There's a lot of them there, and they're all free.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was a good call. Thank you, Marie. And, of course, our call-in number is 800-732-6458. And, Steve, you got any emails for us?
Yeah, today? I do. Okay. In fact, this was an interesting email here. It's Shane from Texas. He writes in, "Hey, Steve, one of my buddies told me about your show, and I've been listening to your shows over the Internet. Thank you for doing what you're doing. It seems like the other on-air personalities have some sort of agenda, whether it is paid endorsement or they're trying to sell some book they wrote or something like that. The funny thing is that the others don't seem to be living in the real world, so thank you for your horse sense. Now, this is not his question, but I guess I've got horse sense. So
horse sense. I like that.
So thanks, Shane. Now, here's his question. I do have a question for you about retirement. First of all, when is the best time to start saving for retirement? And second, is there a rule of thumb about how much you should, and already having $22,000 in your savings, a nice family, a mortgage, and you do have car payments and credit cards like almost everybody else, but you also have $10,000 in savings. It seems to me like you're well on top of your game. What you need to do is you need a plan, and you need to, you know, you need to go to our site. And here, I hate saying this after you just said that I have an agenda like everybody else. That's not the case at all. To get out of debt, you can do it on your own, but it's a lot more difficult, and mathematically it's going to cost you more money. But you can go to our website. And I'll tell you what I'll do. Since you did brag on me, and since you're talking about other people trying to sell things, if you will contact us at financialframeworkseminar.com, I will send you, or have somebody send you, the fact finder, and I'll give you a free blueprint, okay? And this blueprint will map out everything you need to do. It'll show you how fast you can be out of debt spending the same amount of money, your $10,000 savings, that is your emergency fund. It'll show you everything you need to do to get out of debt well before you're 60, okay? Because you have 24 years on your mortgage, you're 32 now. I would say you'll probably be debt-free before you're 45. That would be my educated guess on debt. So anyway, just go to the website, Shane. Tell them that you listened to me on the radio, and then I told you that you could have a blueprint. So I hope you do that. And next time, call in if you get a chance. It sounds like you got a real interesting story here. But thanks for the email. Okay.
And if you want to email Steve Barfield, you can. What's the email address?
It's Steve, STEVE. At financialframeworkseminar.com. That's Steve, STEVE, at financialframeworkseminar.com.
Okay.
We had a real nice call yesterday from a gentleman that lives in Carrollton, and he works in Cedartown, and he listens to the show while he's at work, and had a lot of very nice things to say, and he is also going to run a blueprint.
Okay, good.
So,
good.
You know, really nice stuff.
Well, we actually have a couple of calls on hold. We're going to take the one who's been holding on the longest. So, good afternoon. You're on the financial. Well, we had someone there. I guess we lost him. Let's try this one out. You're on the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. Good afternoon.
Hi there. I had a question for Steve.
Yes, sir.
First time caller.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? Who am I talking
good,
to?
You?
I'm
great.
Doing good.
I had a friend of mine that's been listening to your show and just said I saw a real lot of good things about it, so I thought I'd tune in.
I agree.
First time caller, but what I wanted to ask you is I just recently came into a pretty good sum of money from an inheritance.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering, you know, how to invest that money, possibly a money market fund or something of that nature. What would your suggestion be?
Well, first off, not talk about it too much on the radio. I would definitely keep stuff like this really personal, because you will wind up with more relatives than you ever thought you had, for one thing. That's a joke, but,
right.
but seriously, you would want to look at. In fact, I didn't catch your name, sir.
Arnold. Yes, sir.
Okay, Arnold, you would be able to possibly change your, if it's a substantial amount of money, you'll be able to change your family's life forever, but you'll need to do some real smart stuff with it. You'll need to make sure that debt is taken care of properly. You will want to be aggressive maybe with a little bit of the money, and then, you know, conservative with part of it. This is not really a good question for me to answer just over the radio. What I would get you to do, Arnold, is to go to our website and just request some assistance, because, you know, this is going to be a piece of a puzzle, and we have a whole puzzle there, and we need to put the pieces together to make sure that the puzzle looks the way the puzzle is supposed to look. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but but we have, you know, we have coaches available all over the country, and this is what we do. I mean, like I said, I've been a financial planner for 25 years, so if you will just go to the website, which is financialframeworkseminar.com, and click on the contact us, and either myself or somebody else from the office will we'll definitely get in touch with you to help you out with that. Because just be real careful and don't do anything with your money until you really know what you need to do. Does that make sense? And what I would probably do, Arnold, is I would probably take it and put it in just a savings account at your bank. Or a money market account. Don't lock it up, you know, in a CD or anything for a long term. Just put it somewhere so that it is getting a little bit of interest, but it's also out of your checking account. And seriously, though, don't tell a lot of relatives about it. You know?
Yeah, they do have a tendency to come out of the woodwork, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And just be real careful with that. So call. And now, if you already know a financial planner or somebody that you can trust, you know, contact them. But if not, you know, let me know and we can do something to help you.
Okay, then. Well, I do appreciate that information.
Well, thanks for calling, and keep listening if you don't mind, buddy.
Sure thing. I will do it.
Thanks, man.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Good call. We'll return with more of the Financial Framework Show coming up in just a moment, so keep it right here. Our number on the Financial Framework Show, 800-732-6458. That's 800-732-6458. Steve, you know, I was just looking on the internet, and I saw something about the Super Bowl. Of course, the Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday, and you're talking about government spending. And the Census Bureau, the U.S. Census Bureau, was spending $2.5 million on a Super Bowl ad to air during the Super Bowl. I asked you if you'd heard about that, and you had not. So, you know, it's amazing that that our government spends money like they do. You know, you get your message out on Super Bowl because you got so many people watching, but goodness, $2.5 million of taxpayer money?
Well, Andrew, I think you're trying to make me mad.
Am I hitting a vein here?
Well, the Financial Framework Show is to teach people about money and to try to encourage them to be debt-free. But when I hear about this kind of stuff, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I have never seen anything like it that's going on in our country right now.
It's amazing.
And like I said, I don't care what you believe in as far as your politics or anything else. I mean, we're in a mess. And I honestly feel like the only way that the American people can actually save themselves from what's going to happen is for them to be debt-free.
Well, you know, speaking in a financial aspect, you know, being fiscally conservative, if that's the right word I'm using, with your money, is really the only way to go. Because if you don't save your money, if you don't have a nest egg or a retirement plan or anything of that nature, you're heading down the road of financial ruin in the future.
Well, I mean, all over the Bible it talks about debt, and you know, you're not supposed to owe money to people. And as long as we owe money out to someone else, as long as we're paying interest. As a matter of fact, the Financial Framework Show itself is for people that are behind, of course, but it's probably even more for people that are paying their bills and are unable to make ends meet but just never seem to get ahead. That's probably who it's for. But the situation that our country's in, we have got to get out of debt. We have got to not owe anybody anything, because as long as we owe interest to somebody, then they're going to have their hand on us. They're going to have control over us. And it worries me that $800 billion is owed to communist China.
Yeah, that's really a big concern. And like you said, it doesn't matter what your political views are. You know, knowing that we owe that much money, I mean, $800 billion, that's just an astronomical number.
Well, it's almost $1 trillion.
I know.
And you've heard me talk about $1 trillion.
Yeah, that was part of the open of the show today, and it's just an astronomical amount. I just can't. People just can't fathom that much money.
You can't comprehend it,
and I really don't even think there's that much money in existence.
Well, there isn't. I mean,
how can you owe more money than there is existing?
Because the Federal Reserve can print it. They can print as much money as they want to print.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's another story I'll probably get into later.
We'll get into that later. But I think Steve has a few more emails to get to. Maybe to some lighter news.
Well, yeah. Well, this is just an email asking about. This is actually Julie from Savannah, Georgia, and she's asking about. Well, she's telling me that she has children, and that it's a big long email, so I'm just kind of cutting it short here. That she has children, and she's of course married, and she is wanting to know if a will is important. And she's always heard that, but don't really understand what happens. And I'll tell you, that is, you know, a will is very important. So I don't care where you're at in your life. If you've got children, you definitely want to make sure that you get a will. And you can go to LegalZoom.com and do one, or you can talk to an attorney. But if you don't have a will and you have children, then you have no control over who gets your children if something happens to you. So just make sure, Julie, that you definitely understand that you don't want someone else raising your children, that you don't want raising your children if something were to happen. And, of course, a will will make it so that you avoid probate. I mean, because a living probate is an expensive court proceeding, and it's to manage your estate if you become disabled. And then a death probate is very expensive court proceeding, and it's to manage and distribute your estate at death. And you want to avoid probate if you possibly can. And then, of course, death taxes. I'm not even going to go there today because, once again, they're fixing to go back up, it looks like, in 2011. But just make sure, go online to LegalZoom.com or go to an attorney would be best, but the least expensive way to do it would be to do it online.
I believe we have a phone call to get to. Our number, once again, is 800-732-6458. And let's go to our phones, and good afternoon. You're on the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield.
Raymond.
Hello.
This is Raymond.
Raymond. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, doing good. Mr. Barfield, I've been on a pretty aggressive pay down schedule trying to get out of debt.
Yes, sir.
Already. But a couple months ago, my daughter hit me with some news that she was ready to get married.
Oh, wow.
And so I don't have the money on hand to just pay for her wedding, but I was wondering if it would be in my best interest to borrow some money to pay for a wedding, or should I stop my accelerated program, take the extra money that I'm using, and save it up to pay for the wedding?
Well, I would probably, and that's a tough question, Raymond. In fact, you're putting me on the spot. I'll have half the girls in listening to the thing today mad at me. But now I would probably cut back on the acceleration just for a little bit. I don't know. Are you following a plan? Are you doing it on your own?
You said. I'm doing it on my own. I wished I would have known about your program.
Well, it's not too late.
It's hard trying to do it on your own.
Well, it's not too late, so make sure that you go to the website and look at that. But let's get back to your question. I would probably save up as much as I could, you know, and not accelerate for a little while. But I would also try to talk to your daughter and explain to her, you know, the situation. I mean, have you, over the years, does she know a lot about financial stuff, or is she sort of like most people, she just has gone out into the world and don't really understand it?
Well, she's worked in the mortgage industry for 5 years, so she knows how tough that is.
Well, I would definitely cut back on my acceleration method, but you need to talk to your daughter, and you need to do everything you can to do an inexpensive wedding. I know that, you know, people like to go to Maui and get married on the beach and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, rack up $25,000, $50,000 of money, and then 11 months later they're divorced, and the parents are still paying for the wedding. Here again, I knew I was going to make some people mad here, but, you know, the wedding can be really nice if you use your head. I mean, everything from the photos to the wedding cake, everything can be done very nice without actually breaking the bank. So I would cut back probably on my acceleration of my debt just temporarily, because, you know, you've got to have the discipline to start back once again. Once you stop the saving and the wedding happens, and then I would also, you know, start working on how inexpensively I could put this wedding together, but also keep your daughter happy at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, like I said, this was a tough question. If it had been written,
yeah. And you know, you try to set an example for your kids, and you want to do
everything in the world you can do for your kids, and I know that the parents are responsible basically for the daughter's weddings anyway. So, I mean, you know, you're in a pretty rough spot there, but you are on top of your financial game, it sounds like, and you are accelerating debt, which is really good. So I would just redirect it into an account until after the wedding. But, you know, you need to promise me. As a matter of fact, raise your right hand.
I got it.
Okay, and say, I promise that I'll start back and I'll get out of debt just as soon as this is over.
I do promise. And I think for a wedding present, I will give them your website and see if I can start them off on a better track than I started when I got married.
What part of town do you live, Raymond?
I live in Ackworth. I listen to you on the internet.
Wow, okay. Well, that's great. Well, we've got, we actually, what you should do, really and truly, as far as, and I would do this if you know, it, to me, every church should send their young adults and their newly engaged couples to the Financial Framework Seminar, because it'll just make all the difference in the world. Now,
right.
I do know we have a class in Canton, which is not too far from Atworth.
Yeah, and, yeah, but 16.
Well, if you'll just, it's New Life Worship Center, and it's at exit 14 off 575. The reason I know so much about that one is because I've actually been there, and I know the pastor real well.
Okay.
And they do the classes, I think they do the classes on Wednesday nights, but look up on the website, New Life Worship Center.
Okay.
In Canton, Georgia.
All right. Well, that'd be good.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
I appreciate you, and
good luck, and make sure.
Okay,
that,
yeah, I'm gonna need it.
Okay, buddy, thanks.
All righty, thank you.
Bye. Good call. You know, talking about the wedding planning thing, you know, there's several things you can do to save money.
Why didn't you help me out?
Well, you know, things like you know, printing your own invitations, or you know.
Now I've got you on the spot.
Making your own food. There's several things you can do to save money in that regard. And I know a lot of people want the storybook fairy tale type wedding, and that's great if you do. You know and some people like it simple. It's just, I guess it's just your taste. But you can save money doing any of those.
Well, my wife and I, as a matter of fact, I want to do two parts. This little part here. My wife and I, of course, met at the skating rink in Cobb County, and Butch, which owns Fun Wheels Skating Center, I just heard the advertisement during our break. Butch actually worked at that skating rink.
Yeah.
And I need to go by and see Butch, and I don't know, he wouldn't remember me probably, but I remember him.
What a small world it is.
It really, really is. And where I was going with that is, if you remember our personal story, our wedding was in front of a rock fireplace in Talladega National Forest by a probate judge, and we were 15 years old. I had on a pair of blue jeans, and she had on a little blue dress, and we had, you know, there was an older woman there that was a witness, and that was our wedding. And my wife never had any showers. She never had any parties. We never got any gifts. The only gifts we got were bills. and
those pesky things.
And if Raymond is still listening to this call, I mean, to the show today, you know, maybe your daughter should go to our website and listen to, I think it's December the 9th. You know, I'm going through our personal story, about 15 minutes of it. And we've been married now, this coming April, 38 years. And we had no big wedding. We had no wedding cake. And so, you know, really and truly, a couple needs to focus on what they need to focus on. You know, having God in their life, you know, family, love, and the material things, the debt that's racked up from weddings, sometimes it almost ruins families. So,
yeah.
You know, I would definitely do that. Now, I do want to make an announcement. I know in a few minutes, you know, I'm going to go into some other stuff, but this is on top of my notes. I've had several requests as far as email about a class locally in Cedartown in Rockmart in Rome. Okay, well, the Rolling Hills Baptist Church, their preview dates, okay, are February the 25th, which is a Thursday at 7 p.m. That's February the 25th, Thursday at 7 p.m. And then Saturday, the 27th of February at 11 a.m. That's Saturday at 11 a.m. Now, I'm going to be at the preview meetings personally, because I would like to meet some of the people that listen on the show. And I told the deacon that set this meeting up that I would be there, and the class is going to start on March the 9th. Then that'll be a Tuesday evening. So you need to get out there. The Financial Framework Seminar is an 8-session seminar system. It comes with the blueprint, the financial plan. Like I said, you've got a mortgage, car payments, or whatever debt you've got. You plug it into the system, and usually within 8 to 12 years, you can be totally debt-free, spending the same amount of money. You're not required to sell your golf clubs. You're not required to sell things to do this. It uses the same amount of money you're spending. It's going to cover your emergency fund and tell you what you need, your insurance, your retirement. It's a full financial plan, but it's also going to give you a customized debt pay down schedule that will show you how to be debt free on the date that it tells you you can be debt free. So it's a real powerful thing. I was in Dublin, Georgia on Monday, and I was meeting with a couple of deacons at two different churches, and they do one of the other courses. And once again, any of the courses that are out here, they have good information, one of them is really entertaining. But what those churches and what those courses are missing is a plan. And the two guys that were there, they actually are the facilitators of the classes at those big churches there in Dublin, Georgia. And they really, really like the idea of having a plan. And the financial blueprint has the out-of-debt date on the cover. You know exactly, like I said, the month and year you're going to be debt-free. And you would not believe what an important and what a powerful feeling that is to know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that you can continue to spend the bills as you're spending money and be debt-free. It's just an unbelievably powerful situation.
Well, we're going to take a break.
Well, we had some great questions today, and I hope that I was able to help you with important information that will have a definite impact on your lives and will put you in a position to win in life. I can't save America from debt by myself. I need everyone who will participate with me to help me with this most important quest. Encourage your friends and relatives to listen to the show and be a part of Saving America One Family at a Time. Now, in the past, I've given you information about the churches around the country that are running the Financial Framework Seminar. Due to the amount of time that it takes, and as more and more churches sign on to host the seminar, we have put the information on the website. You can find it at the bottom of the main page under the church registration tab. Find a church in your area and attend the Financial Framework preview meeting. A preview meeting will last about 30 minutes, and you will be shown how the Financial Framework seminar is similar to the other seminars being offered, and then how the Financial Framework seminar is different. Remember, the Financial Framework Seminar comes with a real plan and the tools that it takes to make your quest become debt-free much, much easier. You can also go to the Financial Framework Seminar website and learn more about the seminar. The web address is www.financialframeworkseminar.com. That is www.financialframeworkseminar.com. And if you can't find a church in your area, maybe you can get us in touch with someone at your church. We can contact them and see if they would consider putting on the Financial Framework Seminar, which to a point is similar to the other financial seminars that are taught in churches around the country. But the Financial Framework Seminar comes with a personalized plan that tells you the exact month and year that you can be debt-free. The average family becomes debt-free in as little as 8 to 12 years, and this is accomplished while spending their same current monthly payments. You don't have to sell your stuff. You don't have to suffer any more than you're already suffering while you're in debt, because being in debt is tough enough. Being in debt is hard, and it's hard to get out of debt. But the Financial Framework Seminar and its incredible tools makes it much easier than trying to figure it out on your own. No one is as serious as we are about saving the country from the bondage of debt, and I think you will see this once you have attended the seminar. And let me give a message directly to the pastors and deacons that are listening today. I know that nationwide tithing is down between 20 and 30%. I also know that it is not a heart thing. Your congregations, they want to give, and they want to give as much as they can give. What it is, it's a budget and debt issue. And unless you address the problem, unless you hit it on the head, next year is going to be even worse. Your congregations need a plan. They need to have their financial ducks in a row. Once this happens, your churches will be overwhelmed with giving from its members. Give us a call or go to the website, because if you do nothing, a lot of people will pay the price. As you will hear me often say, even the smallest mistakes that you make today will be magnified many times over in the future. Get in touch with us and let's fix this problem. Don't forget to pray for the people in Haiti as they're going through these incredibly tough times. My heart goes out to them. I cannot hardly fathom what they're going through. And remember, if you want to send money for the relief efforts, make sure that you send it to an organization that will use the money for what you intend for it to be used for. I would consider the Red Cross if you don't know any other trustworthy source to send your money to. And as always, please pray for our brave soldiers around the world that are sacrificing for our freedom and way of life. And don't forget about their families who are also giving us a piece of their lives each and every day to make us safe and secure. Our soldiers are modern-day heroes and should be treated that way. Please keep them in your prayers. If you missed any of the show today, you can go to the website at www.financialframeworkshow.com. That's www.financialframeworkshow.com. Look in the top right-hand corner for the login button, and in there you will see the WGAA radio section. Each week's broadcast is archived there for you to go back and listen to whenever you have time. Don't forget, next week you can catch the Financial Framework Show on Wednesday at 3:05 p.m. Get your questions ready and let's talk them over. Next week will be a good show and I'm looking forward to talking to all of you. Until next Wednesday, be safe in your travels and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. Tune in again next week to learn more practical solutions that will put you in control of your finances and show you how to build a strong and secure financial house.